All right. Leslie Dolphin. ABC
Radio Suffolk. Yeah, here with you in the afternoon. Now, an international musician has turned to Nordic walking during the lockdown. Jane McPherson is running a series of taster sessions in Cottenham this weekend as part of a drive to get people fit and well for the winter. Hello, Jane.
Hi, Leslie.
So how come from being an international musician to do Nordic walking? How did the Nordic walking bit start?
Yes, it's a bit of a change, actually.
It is. It's not an obvious leap, is it?
No, absolutely. Well, you know, I'm not someone who's ever been much interested in sport, but after several years as a classical musician and travelling and lugging heavy bags, I was overweight, had backache, permanently exhausted, and just sort of wanted something to sort of try and make myself feel better. And so a few years ago, I had a taster session myself at Nordic Walking, and I thought, I can do this. This is okay. It feels nice. It's outside in the fresh air, and it's sociable. It feels just the same in many ways as ordinary walking, but the advantage is that the poles enable you to use your upper body as well as just your leg muscles. So you can use 90% of the muscles in your body, your skeletal muscles, when you're Nordic walking, and that has huge health benefits and it makes you feel good.
So, and did you take it up again then during lockdown?
Yeah, I mean, I've been Nordic walking for 4 or 5 years now, and I just absolutely love it. It's something you can do in a group or you can do it by yourself. I live in a village in the Suffolk countryside, so I just literally go outside my front door and go for a walk. And I just love to have that time and space myself. I feel I'm getting a good workout, some good exercise. So I've been doing that anyway, and I suppose I've just become so passionate about it. I thought I'd really like to teach this. I've been a teacher all my life as well. I teach the oboe and cor anglais, and I thought, well, I can teach and I can Nordic walk. Why don't I put the two together? And that was before lockdown, actually. I mean, I'd already sort of started thinking along those lines. And then, you know, wham, lockdown happened. And I thought, well, no time like the present.
It's interesting. Lots of people have done. So you couldn't, your music, I guess, would have stopped. You couldn't carry on travelling and so on. So you set up the Suffolk School of Nordic Walking.
Absolutely. Yes, here in Cottenham at the Cottenham Centre, which we've got all kinds of things going on at the Cottenham Centre, and we've got other tasters as well. We've got tennis, we've got yoga, we've got Pilates. There's a lot of local energy going into the Cottenham Centre, and we're just trying to give people something to help them keep fit and well and keep a good positive mental attitude when everything else around us seems to be crumbling at the moment.
And I know you've got taster sessions this coming weekend. I know you're also going to join me as a guest to talk more about your music career and things in a couple of weeks' time. So we'll talk about that then. But tell me about these taster sessions. They're happening on Saturday. Have I got that right?
Yes. So if you'd like to come and have a go at Nordic Walking, we've got a taster this Saturday, the 3rd of October, from 11:30 for about an hour. If we have too many people who want to come, we'll just put on another session because we don't want to make the groups too big. We want to keep them small and safe for everybody. Then we've got tennis on the 10th of October at 1:30. We've got yoga coming up on the 15th. We've got another yoga on the 17th and Pilates on the 22nd. So all from the Cottenham Centre. There's the website, thecottenhamcentre.co.uk. People can log on and have a look and see if there's something that they fancy having a go at.
It's brilliant. Does your husband do the Cottenham Centre bit?
He does.
You're a good team, aren't you?
it's become a bit of a family concern. Absolutely. I mean, he's put an enormous amount of energy and passion into really getting it going, as have a lot of other people locally. And I think, you know, we've got some really great things on offer at the moment for people to just come and try. I mean, if you don't like it, you don't have to carry on.
I was going to say, if I was living in Cottenham, I'd be there to try, because they're all things I ought to have a little go at, you know, like yoga, Pilates and so on. So have a look at the CottenhamCentre.co.uk for those. And amongst them is the Nordic Walking, which is on Saturday as well. And we'll speak to you in a couple of weeks and find out more about the Nordic Walking and a bit about you as well. I've got friends in Germany, friend Kirsten, and she's been Nordic Walking for many years and speaks very highly of it as well. So
great.
Thank you for joining us. Have a lovely weekend, Jane. Take care.
Thank you very much, Leslie. Speak to you again soon.
Jane McPherson, have a look. CottenhamCentre.co.uk, and you can find details of all those courses. And the taster session for the Nordic Walking is on Saturday between 11:30 and 12:30. Some travel news.